SRN News, I'm John Scott. As the war rages on, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the U.S. should give Israel the time and space to do what it needs against Hamas.
The four battalions that still reside in the Rafah region must be destroyed. That is non-negotiable. One thing I've learned from talking to the Israeli Defense Forces is if these battalions are left intact, everything they've achieved will be lost over time.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that his government will not accept Hamas's delusional conditions for a ceasefire in Gaza. The terrorist group rejected the latest truce proposal because it says Israel is ignoring the group's core demands. Investigators collecting evidence from the cargo ship that plowed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge and caused its collapse. Divers continuing to search through twisted metal for six construction workers who plunged into the harbor and are feared dead. Also at SRNNews.com, there are mounting doubts that Donald Trump's classified documents case will go to a jury before the year is out.
The Trump classified documents case is mired in delays. Judge Aileen Cannon has not set a firm trial date for the case deriving from boxes of sensitive documents the FBI recovered from Donald Trump's Palm Beach estate. Legal maneuvering means the trial's start may be pushed past the presidential election. Defense motions to dismiss the case and disclose the names of government witnesses are still unresolved. Legal experts say Judge Cannon may be treading carefully after her appointment of an independent arbiter to sift through the documents was overturned by the 11th Circuit Appeals Court. Last week, Cannon asked both sides to weigh in on proposed jury instructions that echoed a defense argument that Trump was entitled to retain the documents under the Presidential Records Act. I'm Jennifer King.
The Dow is ahead 309 points, the Nasdaq adding 18. This is SRN News. Preparations are underway for Franklin Graham's next trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Poland next month. Thousands are expected to gather in the city of Krakow on April 13th to hear Graham preach and Christian music stars such as Michael W. Smith perform. The leader of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has already visited Mexico City this year and has... Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Drag Queen Story Hour event scheduled to take place at a Philadelphia library has been canceled after threats were made. Police say a suspicious package was found in the building, forcing the evacuation of a two-block area. Local residents had been voicing their displeasure with this planned event, which is part of a nationwide Drag Queen Story Hour campaign. This is SRN News. Russia still reeling from last Friday's attack on a concert venue outside Moscow, which killed 140 people.
Health officials say about 90 people remain hospitalized, with 22 of them, including two children, in grave condition. Russian officials persist in saying Ukraine and the West had a role in the attack, despite vehement denials of involvement by Kyiv and a claim of responsibility by an affiliate of the Islamic State group. Without offering any evidence, Alexander Botnikov, head of the Federal Security Service, linked the attack to Ukraine, even as he acknowledged the suspects who were arrested were radical Islamists. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least five people killed Wednesday when a bus headed from Berlin to Switzerland came off a highway in eastern Germany and ended up on its side. The accident happened on A9 highway near Leipzig. More details at SRNNews.com.